This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sharafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. From Mabadu, my brothers and sisters, this is the second in the series of lectures, Spirit of Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of self-reflection and introspection with the intention of getting our lives back on track. Our life is a journey which we hope will end in Jannah, inshaAllah. Our parents, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam, came from Jannah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them down to the earth, He gave them the key to return home, which is istighfar. They said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, which means they replied, our Rabb, we have wronged ourselves. If you do not forgive us and have mercy on us, we will certainly be losers. To make istighfar and tawbah is to acknowledge that we have a creator, our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, and to accept that we need Him to be pleased with us in all matters, and therefore to humble ourselves before Him and seek His pardon. This is the key to Jannah, because istighfar and tawbah is the first step to develop taqwa. The mistake that our parents Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam made was to give precedence to their desire over the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't deny Allah, but in that one instance, they denied the superiority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will over their own desire. To give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will its due place as being superior to anything and everything that we may wish for is the essence of taqwa. A single instance of neglect caused our parents to lose Jannah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the key to return, which is istighfar. I begin with this primordial and fundamental incident because it is such a powerful message for us about where we need to start to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is never too soon or too late. I remind myself and you to identify the things in our lives that must change, and to change them and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness. Change precedes and is evidence of the sincerity of seeking forgiveness. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He said, which means, oh, say, oh, Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah says, oh, my slaves who have transgressed against their souls. He says, my slaves, even though we have transgressed. Oh, my slaves who have transgressed against their souls, against themselves, do not lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly forgives all sins, and He is most forgiving and most merciful. All forgiving and most merciful. In a beautiful hadith, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O son of Adam, I forgive you if you worship me alone and hope for my forgiveness whatever sins you have committed. O son of Adam, I do not care if your sins reach the height of the heavens. Then you ask for my forgiveness, I will forgive you. O son of Adam, if you come to me with an earthload of sins and meet me associating nothing with me, I will match it with an earthload of forgiveness. And this is a Sahih Hadith in Tirmidhi. Alhamdulillah, we have a merciful and forgiving Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Let us return to Him. The blessing of Ramadan is to help us to develop taqwa, which is the secret to solve all our problems and becoming deserving of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared the benefit of taqwa. And he said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah said, and whoever has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will make a way out for them and provide them from sources that they could never imagine. Not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise to help the muttaqi, the person of taqwa, but said that he would help him in ways that he couldn't imagine. Imagine Ibrahim alayhi salam sitting in the cup of the trebuchet, trussed up in ropes, about to be flung into a huge fire. Ask why he showed no signs of fear or worry. That is the meaning of taqwa. When a person has taqwa, he has no will of his own. His will is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. He wants whatever his Rabb jalla jalaluhu wants for him. In the case of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he demonstrated his tawakkul, his trust in complete and total trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly ordered the fire to become a means of safety for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put the fire out. The fire continued to burn. The people who threw him into the fire thought that they had won. But when he walked out of it safely, they knew that they had failed and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected his Khalil. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, then he alone is sufficient for them. The reward of taqwa is tawakkul. The reward of taqwa is tawakkul. When the slave is concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and makes effort to try to gain it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him peace of mind and freedom from all anxiety and stress. Tawakkul is to have total trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reward for it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us to feel His sufficiency for us. I remind myself and you that this sufficiency is not only for this life, but much more importantly for the hereafter, where we will need it the most. What can you say about the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assured that he would be sufficient? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this for us all, to make us muttaqoon and solve our problems and extract us from our difficulties, to keep us in the ranks of the mutawakkilun and to fill our hearts with his noor and grace and love, and to be sufficient for us in this world and the next. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Ramadan the best in our lives and enable us to maximize its blessings and earn the rida and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan comes to reset our standard, the criterion of what has value and what doesn't. When we stay away from even the halal during the hours of daylight, we are emphasizing for ourselves that what makes something good and valuable is not the thing in itself, but whether it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. That is the meaning of ubudiyyah. The slave has no will of his own. His will is the will of the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants whatever Allah wants for him, and not only accepts it, but is pleased with it. This is the essence of Rida bil Qada, to be pleased with the destiny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote for us. We see the most powerful example of that in the seerah, in the incident of Sulh Hudaybiyah. Let us put ourselves in the caravan going with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for Umrah. He invited us, and we knew that invitation was the result of Wahy, and so we were going with complete belief that we would be able to do Umrah. And then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this did not happen in our case, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us from this test. Because not only were the Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba stopped at Hudaybiyah, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam signed a one-sided treaty, and they had to return to Medina without performing Umrah. As we know from the details of the story, the Sahaba were very upset and sad at this unexpected turn of events. Imagine the severity of the spiritual and emotional test that they faced. A test of belief, a test of the very fundamental test of their belief itself. To the extent that Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu even questioned Rasulullah about it. Imagine the severity of this test. Here they were following Rasulullah who they believed in, who had promised them that they would make Umrah. But it turns out that they would not be able to do that. They would not be able to do so. Their desire was pure. What is purer than the desire to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yet they were stopped by the Quraysh and refused entry into Makkah. And Rasulullah ﷺ accepted this and signed a one-sided treaty. So when Rasulullah ﷺ ordered the Sahaba to shave their heads and sacrifice the animals, nobody moved. They did not refuse to obey him, but they did not move. Rasulullah ﷺ was shocked, but he didn't insist or repeat his command out of his mercy for his ummah. Because to deliberately disobey a command of Rasulullah ﷺ is kufr and takes you out of Islam. He got up from where he was sitting and went inside his tent. His wife, our mother, Umm Salama radiallahu anha, saw his expression and asked him what was wrong. He said, "My ummah is destroying itself." She asked him what had happened. When he told her, she said, "Ya Rasulullah, please go out and do it yourself, and inshallah they will follow you." Rasulullah ﷺ took her advice and did that. On a side note, pause for a moment and think of this beautiful relationship between Rasulullah ﷺ and his wife. He didn't argue with her or pull rank on her. He listened to her and accepted her advice. And so it happened. He came out of his tent and called Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu to bring the sacrificial animals to be slaughtered and to shave his own blessed head. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu got up and followed his actions. Nobody argued or dissented. With tears flowing down their cheeks, they shaved each other's heads and made their sacrifices. But not even one of them refused to obey Rasulullah ﷺ. When the Sahaba accepted Rasulullah's decision and returned to Medina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it a manifest victory and revealed Surah Al-Fath. The real victory, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat, "Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina." Verily Allah has given you a manifest victory. The real victory there was the victory over the nafs, over personal desire. In this case, the desire was noble and pious, but with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their obedience to him and Rasulullah was more worthy of reward. The reward was that though the treaty was for the suspension of hostility for a period of 10 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Muslims Makkah itself after 2 years. That is why I call Sulh Hudaybiyah the final qualifying exam of the Sahaba. This reiterates the fundamental criterion of right and wrong in Islam, that the rida, the pleasure, the approval of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides if something is right or wrong. Not the thing itself, but whether it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. Virtue is to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. Sin is to do the opposite, to do what we want to do, even though that is against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do. It is not the action, but whether it pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not, which is important. When the Sahaba followed Rasulullah ﷺ, despite whatever difficulty or reservations they may have had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it a manifest victory and opened Makkah for them. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that to obey Rasulullah ﷺ is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Allah said, "Man yuti' ar-rasula faqad ata'a Allah, wa man tawalla fama arsalnaka 'alayhim hafiza." In Surah Nisa, Allah said, "Whoever obeys the messenger has truly obeyed Allah. But whoever turns away, then know that we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as a keeper over them." And then he said, "Jalla jalaluhu, wa ma ataakumur rasulu fakhudhuhu وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. He said, whatever the messenger gives you, take it. And whatever he forbids you from, leave it. And fear Allah. Surely Allah is severe in punishment. This is the spirit of Ramadan and the essence of taqwa. In Ramadan, we make what is normally halal, haram on ourselves only because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered it. There is no other reason. That emphasizes for us the foundation of Islam, ubudiyyah, complete submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything. And as it happened in the case of the Sahaba at Hudaybiyah, it will happen with us, inshaAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them success in this world and honored them in the Akhirah by declaring that He was pleased with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acknowledged the value of their obedience and called it obedience to Himself. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَاعِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَاعِعُونَ اللَّهِ يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَمَنْ نَكَثَ فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا أَحَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهَ فَسَيُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Obedience to the Rasul, Allah said, is obedience to Himself. Allah said, surely those who pledge allegiance to you, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are actually pledging allegiance to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hand is over theirs. Whoever breaks their pledge will only be to their own loss. It will only be to their own loss. And whoever fulfills their pledge to Allah, He will grant them a great reward. And He said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَاعِيُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنْزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Allah said, indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with the believers when they pledged allegiance to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under the tree. He knew what was in their hearts, so He sent down serenity upon them and rewarded them with a victory at hand. That is the value of obedience, which is the essence of Islam. Today, as we face a hostile world and different problems as the Muslim Ummah, we seek solutions in material means. We look to politics and political leadership and material means and technology for solutions. In the process, we forget that the effectiveness to the solution comes only from Allah. It is like wiring up a whole house with the latest technology and expecting it to work without connecting it to the power source. Without the power from the transformer, the house will remain dark. The transformer in our case is taqwa, and Ramadan comes to connect us to it so that our lives can be illuminated and empowered with this connection. Total obedience is the fundamental conditional step. Total obedience out of love, out of tasting and reveling in the glory and majesty of Allah and in our connection with Him, which He gave us through His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That comes first. The rest, like in the case of Ibrahim alayhi salam, follows. Success is not difficult. It is inevitable for the muttaqi, but only for the muttaqi. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and His protection from all disobedience, which is the real danger. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.